I guess, comets and different objects in space flinging our way, namely Comet Ison and some of these others. Now, you believe that could be the result of what?
Well, there's a large dwarf star. What scientists and astronomers have determined is probably a brown dwarf star. It was discovered by NASA astrophysicists and astronomers over 30 years ago, back in 1983. Even before that, NASA and other observatories in other countries knew that there was some kind of object out there, because there was some great gravitational force being exerted upon the outer planets. And this gravitational force was pulling two of the outer planets, Neptune and Uranus, out of their orbits at one particular point in their very large orbital path. And they knew that this, what they call, what is in astronomy called a perturbation, these perturbations could only be caused by some gravitational force pulling on them, on these planets in their orbital travel. So that's how they knew, just by mathematical calculations of the gravitational forces, that there were some huge body out there. And this has been known, even going back to the early 1800s. So we're talking about almost 200 years, this gravitational pull has been detected by astronomers.
So they've known about this object since the 1800s, you said?
The early 1800s. Yes, in fact, wow. I have in front of me a very important landmark article from the New York Times, January 30th, 1983. This is over, going on 31 years ago, and I photocopied it, so I have the exact photocopy of the article, not a transcript. I have proof that this exists. In fact, I have circulated this JPEG version of this particular New York Times article to many people on the internet, and you probably have a copy already. But this is what it says. New York Times, Sunday, January 30th, 1983. Title: Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X, by John Noble Wilford. Quote: Something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X. Evidence assembled in recent years has led several groups of astronomers to renew the search for the 10th planet. They are devoting more time to visual observations with the 200-inch telescope at Mount Palomar, California. They are tracking two Pioneer spacecraft now approaching the orbit of distant Pluto to see if variations in the spacecraft's trajectories would provide clues to the source of this mysterious force. And they are hoping that a satellite-borne telescope launched last week will detect heat signatures from this planet or whatever it is out there. This is called the Infrared Astronomical Satellite, and it was boosted into a 560-mile-high polar orbit Tuesday night. We're talking about 1983 now. Tuesday night from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. It represents an $80 million venture by the United States, Britain, and the Netherlands. In the next 6 or 7 months, this telescope is expected to conduct a wide-ranging survey of nearly all the sky, detecting sources not of ordinary light, but of infrared radiation, which is invisible to the human eye and largely absorbed by the atmosphere. Scientists thus hope that the new telescope will chart thousands of infrared-emitting objects that have gone undetected. Stars, interstellar clouds, asteroids, and with any luck, will detect that object that pulls at Uranus and Neptune. The last time a serious search of the skies was made, it led to the discovery in 1930 of Pluto, the ninth planet. But the story begins more than a century before that, after the discovery of Uranus in 1781 by the English astronomer and musician William Herschel. Until then, the planetary system seemed to end with Saturn, as astronomers observed Uranus, noting irregularities in its orbital path. Many speculated that they were witnessing the gravitational pull of an unknown planet. So began the first planetary search based on astronomers' predictions, which ended in the 1840s with